You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to get the Word of God in you today, maybe to start your day. Maybe it's the end of the day and 8:45 at night and you're on your way home. We're going to hear something I preached a couple weeks ago. Might not win over any fans on the radio, but hey, it is what it is. And I'm hoping and praying there's a lot of you Christians out there that are going to say, yeah, that's right. We're looking at the days of Lot. We're looking at another sign. Because remember, all signs point to the Lord Jesus Christ returning in your lifetime, certainly in the lifetime of your children, if you have any children. I mean, look around today. Everything, all the signs the Lord gave in Matthew chapter 24 had been fulfilled, where we're looking at a couple of more signs that he gave, and we're going to a couple other gospels to look at them. We went to Matthew last week and looked at the days of Noah. What described the days of Noah? I'll tell you what, if you could find the ark today, you know what you'd find on the outside of it? Scratch marks from people wanting to get in. Another sign, now we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. The Lord said, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when I return. What characterized the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality amongst the old and the young. That's where we're at today. We're going to pick it up in the middle of Genesis chapter 19 when these two angels show up in Sodom and run into Lot. That's where we're going to pick it up here today. Part two of this message now, the days of Lot.
When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house, spend the night, wash your feet, so you rise up early and go on your way. And they said, no, we will abide in the street. Or New King James says, open square. We are going to abide in the street all night. But he insisted strongly. So they turned into him, entered his house. And he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Let me say this. These angels eat more than I do. The night before, Abraham made him some New York strip steaks. It's chapter 18. He slaughtered a fatted calf, got some milk and butter. I mean, these guys are coming rolling into town. And imagine this. You're 2 billion years old. You've never eaten in your life. And you just had a New York strip the night before. And now Lot says, come on in, I'm going to give you a couple Twinkies. What do you think they said to that? Don't forget the ho-hos and ring-dings. It's probably what they said. Please, I'd rather have a Twinkie than what I came here to do. I don't know where that came from. I was just thinking how much they ate the night before, that's all. Now, before they lay down, I'm in verse 4. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, notice what it says next. It says, both old and young. History repeats itself. Old and young, you see, they're indoctrinating the children as we speak, each and every day. Let me ask you the question. Where do you suppose that the young in Sodom learned this deviant lifestyle? I can think of two. Number one, homosexual parents. I mean, it's gotten so bad in this country, Russia won't let the United States adopt their children. You can't adopt a Russian baby in this country anymore. Putin's the Christian. Obama isn't. Who would have thought the day is going to come where they're going to have to send missionaries out of Russia and here to the United States? They send missionaries out of the deepest, dark parts of Africa to England right now, where the most popular name today is Muhammad. They're sending missionaries from Africa to England. William Tyndale will be spinning in his grave. Here in this country, you will comply or you will be punished. The biggest Christian adoption agency in the United States was a group called Catholic Charities, who is not in business anymore. At least not in the adoption business anymore. Now they give out rice. They used to adopt children. They don't do that anymore. Second thing, Sodom Elementary, right? Here's a bumper sticker I better not see on your car when I leave here today. My child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. I'm blowing up your bumper if I see that on your car. You see, this is my whole sermon today. If you've accepted that, that's what I'm mad at. Not the fact that there's sin in the world, but that the church has accepted that. What does it say in Matthew 13? It says that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. And that's what's happened. The church is asleep. Satan has come in and has done all this. And the church isn't doing anything about it. I'm not upset at the homosexual. Sin is sin, as we're about to see where the sermon's going to go today. It's not going to go where you think. We're just looking at how it was at the time of Lot. And again, let's say history repeats itself. Verse 4. Now, before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both the old and the young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. Ever seen the movie The Night of the Living Dead? Remember that? Or Frankenstein? I mean, think of this. These guys are like this. They surrounded the house. God knocks them out with blindness. It's like, where is George Romero when I need him? I mean, can he? An 8-year-old kid like this, walking like this. Where are the men? We want to have sex with them. Just like it was in that day is how it's going to be when I return. Am I that far off? Say you were adopted by homosexuals when you were one. By the time you're 8 years old, you think that example is that far off? I don't think so. I think you're deceived if you don't see it that way. So they surrounded the house. All the people from every quarter surrounded the house. They called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we may know them." New King James says, "Know them carnally," in italics. So again, what we have here, homosexuals demanding their rights. Verse 6. So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly." This is a wicked, abominable sin in the eyes of God. Verse 8, see now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you can do to them as you wish. I don't get that. I mean, Peter calls Lot a righteous man. Would you do that with your children, Darren? Here's my son and daughter. You go ahead and take them. I don't see how he's righteous. Again, verse 8. I've got two daughters that have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you. Do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they've come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, this man came in here to sojourn, and he keeps acting as a judge. Have you ever heard that one today? Are you judging me? This is the number one verse recited by atheists, agnostics, and unbelievers, isn't it? It's Matthew 7:1. Judge not. Stand back. This fellow came in here to sojourn, and he keeps asking as a judge, now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man. This is like an action movie, isn't it? They pressed hard against the man Lot, came near to break down the door. Again, this complaint speaks volumes. It's right out of today's paper. Who are you to judge us for what we're doing? Verse 10, the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, sons, daughters, whoever you have in the city, take them out of this place. My Bible's got an exclamation point there. Do you see that? I love punctuation. There's no semicolon there. It's an exclamation point. There's a big exclamation point hanging over this country today as well. And that is the warnings of God that judgment is coming. Exclamation point. These angels said, get out of this town, quick. Whoever you have in the city, take them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, verse 13, because of the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out, spoke to his sons-in-laws who had married his daughters and said, get up, get out, get up and get out of this place. For the Lord will destroy this place, exclamation point. And the response to the exclamation point, what does it say? His son-in-laws thought he was joking. What's the response to today's exclamation point? Eric Marshall got out here on the side of the street and said, judgment is coming, repent, the Lord is coming back. What would they do? What would they say? Surely he's what? That's today's response. You tell people judgment's coming, and they think you're joking. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 says this. 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. But this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.